Welcome to Easter Monday morning prayer. Heavenly God, at the dawn of another new Easter Monday, we awake to new beginnings. We still remember how through our past ancestors we hurt you. We knew not what we did. We still remember how through our past ancestors we took away your life too early. We knew not what we did. We still remember how through our past ancestors we acted in fear and not in courage. We knew not what we did. Jesus Christ, our love for you and our sorrow at our past ways shows in today's actions of courage and love in your name. We beseech you to accept our apologetic remembrance for all that we have done. We rise to meet you where you dwell, in peace, in justice, in hope, in love, and in forgiveness. In your name, Lord Jesus, we rise. Amen. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. I will sing a new hymn to my God. O Lord, you are great and marvellous. You are marvellous in your strength, invincible. Let the whole creation serve you. For you spoke and all things came to be. You sent out your spirit and it formed them. No one can resist your voice. Mountains and seas are stirred to their depths. Rocks melt like wax at your presence. But to those who revere you, you still show mercy. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 2. Why are the nations in tumult? And why do the peoples cherish a vain dream? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers conspire together. Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder. Let us throw off their chains from us. He that dwells in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord will hold them in derision. Then will he speak to them in his wrath, and terrify them in his fury. I, the Lord, have set up my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will announce the Lord's decree, that which he has spoken. You are my son, this day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the utmost parts of the earth for your possession. You may break them with a rod of iron, and shatter them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be advised, you that are judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe, and govern yourselves in fear and trembling, lest he be angry, and you perish in your course. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are those that turn to him for refuge. Creator, Spirit, Advocate promised by our Lord Jesus, increase our faith and help us to walk in the light of your presence. To the glory of God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah, beginning at chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall be acceptable on my altar. And I will glorify my glorious house. Who are these that fly like a cloud, and like doves to their windows? For the coastlands shall wait for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from far away, their silver and gold with them. For the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you down, but in my favour I have had mercy on you. Your gates shall always be open, day and night, they shall not be shut, so that nations shall bring you their wealth, with their kings led in procession. The second reading is from the first letter of Peter, beginning at chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen and destined by God the Father, and sanctified by the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and to be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be yours in abundance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us a new birth, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, you have conquered death through your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant us, by your grace, to set our mind on things above, so that by your continual help, our whole life may be transformed, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, in everlasting glory. Amen. God, how great your majesty abounds before us. We thank you for all your generosity. May the peace and blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ be abundant across all nations and countries forevermore. God of grace, hear our prayer. Holy God, divine and merciful, your blessing on the people is loved by all, for which our gratitude knows no end. Grant, we pray, your saving blessing on all those experiencing times of trouble or strife, that they may receive the guidance of wisdom to lead them to a path of safety. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, hear our prayer to bring about a change throughout the people. We ask for your grace to relay the wisdom to each man and woman, how to coexist in peace and the will to do so, to continue to respect one another and teach their offspring to do the same. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord God of all might and mercy, we call on your intervention. The country and people of Ukraine and Israel call out for your help to set them free from their oppressors and to rebuild their country, to live a life free from atrocity. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer, the Diocese of Damaturu, the Church of Nigeria, the ongoing work of peacemaking in Sudan and South Sudan, the Anglican Church of Australia, the Primate Office, the General Secretary Office, the General Synod and the Standing Committee, the Parish of Logan, the Youth, Children's and Families Ministry, Anglican Schools Office, Church House, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. May we rekindle the gift of God within us. Amen.